Brothers and sisters, good morning.
弟兄姊妹早安。
I come to you as a brother from America.
我来到你面前是以为以美国的弟兄的身份来到你们中间。
And I feel this morning that I have a really heartfelt message for you.
我今天神给我一个很深的从心里一个信息要告诉大家。
It's a message that I have personally lived.
这个是我亲身的经历。
On the road to glory.
是怎么样去到神看到神的荣耀。
In fact, if I had a title for this message, it would be The Journey from Glory to Glory.
我的题目就是荣上加荣的旅程。
Because we're called to go from glory to glory.
因为我们要来到主的面前与主荣耀的相遇。
And so the text that I'm going to use today comes out of 2 Peter.
我们今天讲的经文是彼得后书。
Because Peter, I feel, is one that we can all identify with.
因为今天早上我们可以每个人来认同彼得。
He was loud and boisterous.
他是很大声说话、很急躁的人。
He was soft and tender.
他同时也是很温柔的人。
He's what we say in the United States. He had foot and mouth disease.
我们在美国称这种人是有口
In other words, he walked around with his feet and his foot in his mouth all the time.
就是你那种人，你经过他，他整天在那里讲讲讲。
At one moment.He would say something like, "Why, you are the son of God."
一个时候他说啊，你是真神的儿子，永生神的儿子。
And Jesus would say, "Only the Holy Spirit could have revealed that to you."
然后耶稣说，这一定是圣灵向你说的启示。
And in the next instant, he says something so ridiculous that Jesus looks at him and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan."
然后下一刻，他对主耶稣叫他不要上十字架，主耶稣就斥责他，撒旦离开我。
I think we've all lived there.
我们都经过这样的事情。
Haven't we?
我们是吗？
That's why I love Peter.
所以我很喜欢彼得。
And we find in the second Peter, well, as we follow the story of Peter, we found that Peter went through a lot of trials and tribulations.
当我们看彼得整个的故事，我们看到他经历很多艰难苦难。
And he had to overcome a lot of disappointments in his life.
然后他对很多的在生命中的失望，他要去战胜。
I think one of the things we need to understand is this statement.
其中一个我们要明白的。
The degree you push back the darkness in your own life is the degree you push back the darkness in your family, in your friends, in your neighborhood, your city, and country.
你怎么样在哪个程度上能够战胜这些呢？你就在你就是在乎你怎么样面对你的家庭，面对你的社会，面对你的人际关系，你怎么样战胜它？
We each have a personal obligation.
我每个人有自己的责任。
To be overcomers.
去做一个得胜者。
It was a fantastic message last night.
昨天晚上的信息非常之美好。
Many of you ran forward to get delivered.
很多人来到前面被释放。
Many of you have been set free.
很多人就得自由。
But you have to walk in that freedom.
但是你要在那自由中行走。
As the scripture says, do not be like a dog who returns to his vomit.
圣经说不要像狗吃吐出来的东西。
Because many of you are going to be disappointed.
因为很多人就会失望。
On your road to glory.
就在你的这个旅程上你就失足。
It's interesting to note that Jesus demands fruit out of us 365 days a year.
很奇怪，耶稣要365天。
Spiritual fruit.
要吃灵粮。
All the time.
要每天的吃。
In season and out.
每个季节不管是在是在随时随地。
He has the right to demand the spiritual fruit in our life to be mature.
可要求我们那个里面的灵要成熟，吃灵粮。
That's why I want to read to you 2 Peter.
所以我要跟大家读彼得后书。
Starting in verse 3 it says,His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和金钱的事赐给我们。
Through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness.
皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。
And through these He has given us His very great and precious promises.
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
So that through them you may participate in the divine nature.
以致我们与神的性情有份。
and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
叫我们脱离世上从情欲来的败坏。
You realize he's saying that we may participate in the divine nature of God.
这里说到让我们与神的神圣性情有份。
Participating in the divine nature, he says, becoming like God, God-likeness.
与神的神圣性情有份，就是说有神的样子。
And we can escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
我们就可以脱离世上从情欲来的败坏。
And it says, for this very reason, make every effort to add to your life these things.
所以他说，正因这缘故，你们分外要殷勤。
Faith and goodness.
有了信心。
And to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control.
又加上德行，有了德行，又加上知节制。
And to self-control perseverance.
有了节制，又加上忍耐。
And to perseverance godliness.
忍耐又加上敬虔。
And to godliness brotherly kindness.
敬虔又加上爱弟兄的心。
And to brotherly kindness love.
爱弟兄的心又加上爱众人的心。
That is what I call the road to maturity.
这个就是一个成熟的生命旅程。
8 steps to spiritual life.
八个程序进入一个成熟的灵命里面。
And in verse 8 it says, For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure,
你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们
They will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
使你们不至于闲懒不结果子，使你们在认识我们的主基督。
But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind.
如果人没有这几样，他就是眼瞎。
And has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins.
只是看到镜子，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。
One of the things we do not want to be is ineffective and unproductive.
我们有一样事情我们都不想要的，就是闲懒不结果子。
And so he says in verse 10, Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure.
所以第十节说，所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。
For if you do these things, you will never fall.
如果你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。
Now, what's interesting about these is the first 5 steps are very important because they lead to the last 3.
所以前面的五个步骤是非常重要，因为导致后面有三个的步骤。
And the last 3 steps mirror the great commandment and the great commission.
三个步骤就也与我们的大使命和大诫命相连。
And we always try to put the great commission before the great commandment.
我们经常把大使命放在大诫命之前。
The great commission found in Matthew 28:19 says this.
大使命在马太福音28章19节说
says, Therefore go and make disciples
去要使万人做我们的门徒
Of all nations baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit
使万民做我们的门徒奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗
It is to make disciples
是要使万民做门徒
That is the great commission
这个是大使命
And the great commandment found in Matthew 22
大诫命是马太福音22章
is to love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind.
尽心尽意尽力爱主你的神
which is the first and greatest commandment.
这是第一条也是最大的诫命
and the second is like it, to love your neighbor as yourself.
第二个也相似就是爱人如己
Now the great commandment is found in steps 6 and 7.
最大的诫命是第六第七节
but what we know,
六第七步
but we always try to put the great commission before the great commandment
但是我们经常会把大使命放在大诫命之前
we try to go out and make disciples before we love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul and mind
在我们能够尽心尽意尽力爱主我们的神之前我们就去让万民做我们的门徒
and instead of making disciples that look like Jesus we make disciples that look like us
我们把人带到我面前使他们成为我们的样子不是成为神的样子
And I don't want any disciples to look like me
我不想任何的门徒像我
All I could say is whoa Whoa, whoa
No, no
And so Peter has put some really some important steps together
所以彼得在这里列出了很重要的步骤
And the reason Peter has done this is because of what happened earlier in his life.
彼得能够这样做是因为他的生命之前发生一些事情。
But if you're like us, so you don't like to go through steps.
但是你和我们都不喜欢去跟随着步骤走的。
Especially steps of maturity.
特别是那个成圣成熟的步骤。
See, I like words like destiny and promise and calling.
我们都喜欢讲命定啊呼召啊那个其他的。
I love it when people prophesy over me.
我很喜欢人向我发预言。
Great and wonderful things.
我都是讲又美又大的事情。
And I just like to sit back in my chair and wait for it to happen.
然后我就坐在我椅子上去等它发生。
Except for one thing, I don't like them to prophesy really great and splendid things.
是有一件我不喜欢的，他们就发那个预言就是怎么样有荣耀，怎么样大的事情。
And the reason is really quite simple.
那个原因很简单。
See, when they're hidden in Christ,
当他人躲在基督里
the enemy knows nothing about it.
敌人就不知道了。
But soon as they're spoken out into the air,
当他像空中这样讲出来的时候
it's like all the demons go, whoa.
我所有的邪灵都知道了。
I heard that.
我听到了。
That sounded like God's voice through that man.
那个好像是神对他说的东西哦。
And Jedediah is going to do what?
谭牧师要做什么啊?
And all of a sudden they get their buddies together and start attacking.
然后他们就把他的喽啰都带来要攻击他。
So we all like to get great and mighty words.
我们都喜欢听那些又大又有能力的话语。
But can we withstand the attacks that come afterwards?
但我们能够抵挡那之后要来的攻击吗?
You know, a lot of things that happen in our lives is that God is taking us from glory to glory.
很多在我们生命发生的事情就是神要我们去到荣上加荣的地步。
The best way to understand this is that of John Wesley in the Methodist Church.
John Wesley 在那个寻道会寻理会他这样说。
With blood and tears, John Wesley fought for holiness.
因着血和他的泪他发觉一样关于圣洁的事情。
He established a platform of holiness.
他为圣洁建立一个根基，那个舞台平台。
I mean, he went after and fought for and established a platform of holy living.
他追求在那里征战，就建立一个圣洁的生活的平台标准。
But the Methodist Church did not go from glory to glory.
但是巡理会没有去到一个荣上加荣的地步。
And they rested on that platform of holiness.
他们就在那个圣洁的平台上就在停留的。
They turned away from other moves of God that came along.
他们对神其他的作为都轻视了。
Each move of God brings another character or attribute of the Father.
神每一样的作为都表现显示出父神的一个方面。
And if we don't go onward in the Father, we will lose the very platform our fathers fought.
如果我们不是继续的提升去寻求父神，我们就失去我们这个的标准。
And in the United States, we find that the Methodist Church is now ordaining homosexual ministers.
我们在美国发现卫理会他们现在要安立那些同性恋的牧师。
Which would have been an abomination to John Wesley.
这是对 John Wesley 来说是可憎的事。
He would never have believed that his movement, his thing that God had planted in his heart, the platform of holiness, would be so desecrated in these days.
他从来没想过，他所建立那个圣洁的标准，在今天就被完全玷污了。
And so we need to realize we're going from glory to glory to glory.
所以我们要明白，我们一定要往上提升，从荣上加荣。
But no one likes to look at the steps of maturity.
很多人不喜欢看这个旅程的那些步骤
because they're boring
因为他们觉得它很闷
and so what we like to do is we like to go to words like calling and election
所以我们经常要讲的是呼召啊选举啊
the dictionary says calling is a profession or trade or occupation that you do
呼召在字典中解释为就是你被呼召去做某一个职业
It's a job that you have right now.
就是你现在的职业。
It's what you're presently doing.
就是你现在所做的事情。
But also there's an election out there.
那同样外面有那个被拣选的事情。
Now election is defined as the process of filling and opening.
拣选选举就是字典上说去有一空缺你去补那个空缺。
In other words, you have a calling, a job right now.
现在你有职业上的你的呼召。
But God has an election for you if you desire to step forward and fill that position.
神也对你有一个拣选，你是否愿意去补那个空缺？
Paul called it.
保罗说。
The road to fulfilling your destiny.
那个去到你神为你的命定这个那个旅程。
I guess the best way to look at it is look at the life of David.
我们可以最好是看看大卫的生平。
Samuel the prophet was called by the Lord to anoint the next king of Israel.
撒母耳被神去差遣去高下一位以色列王。
So he went to the house of Jesse and called forth his sons.
所以他去到耶西家就把他的儿子都招呼出来。
He went by a lot of good looking strong men.
他看到很多很壮实漂亮的男孩子。
Samuel said, surely it has to be one of these.
撒母耳心里想，啊，一定是他们其中一位。
Finally, they brought forth David.
最后他们把大卫叫出来。
And the greatest prophet of all time stood to his feet and anointed him with oil and proclaimed him the king of Israel.
是历史上最大的先知就站起来，把油膏在他的头上。宣告他是下一位神高牧的。
That could go to a boy's head.
那个进到那个少年人的脑袋瓜里面。
It would go to my head.
这样同样对我来说，我也会进到我脑袋。
If the greatest prophet around would come and anoint my head with oil and say, "You are the king over all of Israel."
如果这世上一个最大的先知来告我说你是以色列的王。
Now was he the king?
他是王吗？
Well, in some ways, he was the king.
他是在某一个层面上。
But you don't feel like a king when you wake up the next morning and there's a bunch of sheep going, baa.
但是第二天早上起来，周围就是那哇的羊在你旁边，你觉得你像王吗？
我不像，baa. I mean, what would you think?
你会怎么想？
It would be difficult.
很难的。
I believe it was out there that David fought his bear and his lion.
我想 David 在那里根本不知道怎么办。
Because each one of you, when you get a powerful prophetic word from the Lord, are going to have to battle two things.
因为当你们每个人接受听到先知性话语对你先知预言很大的事情的时候，你要面对两个。
Unbelief and disappointment.
就是不信和失望。
I mean, did the guy really know what he was talking about?
他真的知道他在讲什么吗？
How is this ever going to happen?
这个事情怎么会发生呢？
Especially where I'm at right now.
特别我现在在这种情况下。
See, he had a calling.
哦，他有一个呼召。
It was to take care of the sheep.
他的呼召就是要照顾牧他的羊群。
But he had an election out there.
但是他有拣选在外面。
To be king.
去成为王君王。
But there was a process he had to go through.
但是这一个有一个过程他要经过的。
Many of us have a process we need to go through.
我们每一个人都对面对我们自己的那个过程。
His calling was sheep herder.
他是被呼召成为牧羊人的。
But the next election was armor bearer for the king.
但是他就被拣选成为君王的那个扛抬武器的。
The next thing we know, we find him being armor bearer for the king.
然后我们也发现我们成为君王的那个勇士。
And that was his calling.
这一次那个呼召。
No more attending the sheep.
不再照顾羊群了。
He was carrying the armor for the king himself.
他就是为那个君王抬着他的武器。
But there is another election out there called harpist.
但同样在外面有一个拣选叫做收割庄稼的。
And that's not a bad job.
那个也不是一个坏的工作。
I mean, that's not like you're out there with the other musicians doing the 9-to-5 thing.
好像在外面从九点到五点的一个工作。
You're actually in the palace.
你甚至觉得在天堂里面。
It's not bad in the palace.
其实在那个宫殿里面不差。
Some of us would wonder if the prophet got it wrong.
有些人就觉得，哎，那个先知是不是讲错了？
You know how those prophets are. Sometimes they only see in part.
你知道先知都是看部分的，看部分。
I mean, he said I was supposed to be king.
他说，我应该是做王的。
Maybe he meant harpist for the king. He just didn't get it right. Harpist, that's the one who plays a harp.
哦，他是要弹琴的，为神弹琴的。
Is that finally got that one? Okay. But you know something? I believe one thing that David had from the very beginning.
但是我明白从大卫第一天开始。
See, he knew that one important thing.
他明白一个很重要的事情。
For that word to be king over all of Israel, only God could make it happen.
要成为以色列的王，只有靠神。
So he rested in that.
所以他就里面有安息。
He realized that if he was faithful to God, that God would bring it about.
所以他明白只要对神忠心神就成就他的事情
See, that takes away a lot of your responsibility.
那个好像就把你里面一切的责任拿挪去
So that you can be faithful in the Creator.
然后你就对那个创造你的神有信心
And in His promises.
对他的应许有信心
And it's good to play music for the King.
跟为君王弹琴是很好的
A lot of good food.
有很好的食物
surrounded by good looking women
然后旁边有很漂亮的女子
a nice palace to live in
也是一个很美的宫殿
until one day a javelin comes by and sticks it in the wall right by your head
直到有一天那个扫罗的枪差点把它射中了射到那个墙上
and the next thing you know you're living in a cave
然后下一步你就知道你住在一个那个动物园就是那个洞里面
See, we need to realize one important thing.
所以我们要明白一件事情
Demotion in man's eyes could be promotion in God's eyes.
降下在神的眼睛可能是上升
And see, many times we become disappointed.
很多时候我们会失望
David, when he was in the cave, could have said, what did I do wrong?
那个大卫在他山洞里面他说我做了什么事情
I failed
我失败了
I can't believe what happened
我不明白为什么会这样
What kind of an idiot is Saul
那个扫罗是什么样的傻瓜
But that was not his way
这个不是他的方式
See, David had something very important
大卫有一个很重要的事情
It was a quality that was inside of him
他就是他里面那个的值
He was able to embrace difficult experiences.
他可以去拥抱那个困难的经历。
And have a positive attitude.
然后有一个很正面、很正确的思想。
That is something that we all need to learn.
这是我们所有人要学的。
In this journey from glory to glory, there will be many ups and downs.
这个荣上加荣的旅程就有高有低。
And you can never look at success by just going up the corporate ladder.
你不会像走阶梯一样，就是说一定会一步一步永远这
样。Because in God's kingdom, it just doesn't go up, up, up. It goes up and down and up and down, down, down.
神的国度不是永远这样一步一步往上的。
And we all believe in free will.
我们都相信我们有自由意志。
But you know what? In God's kingdom, I have a belief in what free will is.
但是在神的国度里面，我知道这个是什么。
You have a free will to have a good attitude.
你有自由意志去选择一个正确的态度。
Because God is God and you're not.
神是神，你不是。
And He can do whatever He wants to do.
他可以做他想做的。
He can put you in any circumstance He wants to put you in.
他想把你放在怎么样的环境，就把你放在怎么样的环境。
Because we are His.
因为我们属他的。
We have given our lives to Him.
我们要把我们的生命给他。
And so we have a choice.
所以我们有个选择。
Have a good attitude.
要有一个正确的态度
Because one thing that God does not like
一样事情神不喜欢的
Grumblers
就是那个 complain 就是那个埋怨的
And so he had a calling in the cave now
所以神把大卫呼召到一个山洞里面
But there was another election
但同样另外还有一个拣选
That was to be king of all Judah
然后他要成为犹大的王
But one thing I want to tell you again about the cave
然后我要告诉你关于山洞的一个事情
Because almost all of you are going to find yourself one time or another in a cave
很多人我们当中很多人也不时有时候你会发觉你自己就在那山洞里面
Things are going to happen to you that you feel are unfair
你就觉得哎，神对你真不公平
And when that happens they're going to hound you and chase you they're going to chase you
那个事情又永远这样追随你
And a lot of the accusations are going to be unfair
你很多的时候你的态度就说哎，这个不公平
And it's not bad enough that they said bad things about you
哦，人家对说我的坏话真的是不好
but they seem to chase you all the time saying those bad things
好像那些对你不好的话总是这样追随你
But every now and then they're going to come into your cave where you ran to hide
很多时候这些人就来到你面前来到你的山洞里你就在那里躲
Surrounded by all kinds of strange people
然后你就被所有这些陌生的人围绕。
And the one who unfairly criticizes you is going to come into your cave and defecate.
那个曾经用坏话语伤害你的人，就来到你的山洞，可能就要帮助你。
And that's not a good thing.
这个是不也不是好事。
And so what can you do?
你怎么办？
You can have a good attitude.
你可以有一个正确正面的态度。
His men with him said, "Go kill him. Now's the time."
那个人跟大卫说，去杀他，现在是好时机。
I'm sure they all knew the prophecies over David.
他们也听过对于大卫的关于大卫的预言。
See, many times we want the prophecies to come true on our own strength.
很多时候我们靠自己的能力去成就神的预言。
It is a bad thing to make the prophecies come before the timing of God.
在神的拣选的时刻之前要成就你的预言，这个不是好事。
But David knew one thing, it was up to God to make him king.
大卫知道一件事情，是靠神他才可以成为以色列王。
And he would not lay one finger on God's anointed.
他不要碰到神的受膏者。
And some of you are going to be challenged in the next year.
所以我们当中的人，明年你就会遇到同样的挑战。
Many of you during this glory conference are getting dreams and visions.
所以很多人在这里有这个荣耀相遇的聚会，你就开始引用圣灵很多异梦啊、预言啊。
And after this, there's going to come persecution to some of you.
之后那个逼迫就会临到你们中间的人。
But it's God that's going to bring it about.
当然是神要成就在你身上的事情。
That's why it's so important to rest in Him.
所以在他里面安息是很重要的。
Rest in the one who is faithful to deliver the promise.
安息在他里面，他是很信实的，必然会成就。
So David came out of the cave to be king of Judah.
所以大卫从亚杜兰洞出来就成为以色列的王。
And from the king of Judah to the king of Israel.
从犹大的王变成以色列的王。
But every time you fulfill your destiny, it always bursts something.
每次他成就他的一个命定的时候，就有一件事情更大事发生。
And David fulfilling his destiny birthed the Messiah.
大卫成就了这个他的命定，就弥赛亚就从他那里出来了。
And that is one of the main problems we have as a church today.
这个也是对我们今天教会的应许。
We haven't gone through to our destinies, which is birth things for our children.
我们也经过同样的事情，就是让我们的孩子来出生的事情。
Many of the decisions you're going to be making in the weeks and months ahead are for your children.
很多你们在未来一周或者一个月里面所做的决定，是决定你是不是能够产生这个孩子。
And your children's children.
或者你的孙女、孙子。
Let's look at John the Baptist.
让我们看施洗约翰。
John the Baptist was a very interesting person.
施洗约翰是个很有趣的人物。
30 years of preparation.
30年的预备。
9 months of ministry.
9个月的服侍。
6 months in prison.
6个月在监牢里面。
Then he lost his head over the whole thing.
然后他就撕掉他的头颅了。
He didn't have a very purpose-driven ministry.
他没有一个目标，人生目标的人生。
He should have had a good seeker-sensitive ministry.Speaker-sensitive ministry.
他应该有一个很秘密、讨好人的秘诀，这是功。
In fact, you would think that John the Baptist, when he saw the dove come down from heaven and light on the head of Jesus,
当施洗约翰看的圣灵像鸽子一样停留，降下来，降在耶稣的头上的时候
，and heard the words of God say, "This is my son whom I love."
天上就有声音说，这是我所喜爱、喜悦的，是我的儿子。
Would know without a shadow of doubt that he was the Messiah.
所以他没有任何的怀疑，他就是弥赛亚。
But there came a time when John was in prison.
但是来到约翰被关在监牢里的时候
，in the dark night of the soul, when the enemy would come and attack you.
就在晚上黑夜的时候，仇敌就会来攻击他。
When you wonder about things.
那你就有很多的思想。
So we find that John the Baptist in the book of Luke sent his disciples to talk to Jesus.
然后在路加福音讲到施洗约翰就派他的门徒去问耶稣。
And when he sent them there, he said, "Ask Jesus if you are the one."
他们就要去打发人去问耶稣，你是那将要来的吗
？There's a man, John the Baptist, who's in doubt.
然后就是施洗约翰已经有怀疑了。
And so what they went and asked Jesus, and this is what Jesus said.
然后他们就问耶稣，耶稣说
Tell John this.
告诉约翰这样。
The blind receive sight and the lame walk.
瞎子看见，瘸子行走。
Those who have leprosy are cured and the deaf hear and the dead are raised.
那些长大麻风的洁净，聋子听见，使人复活。
And the good news is preached to the poor.
穷人有福音传给他们。
I can just see Jesus as he saw them come.
我可以想象耶稣看到他们过来。
He knew they were John's disciples.
他知道他们是约翰的门徒。
I'm sure he discerned why they were coming.
他有一个分辨力，知道他们为什么会来。
He knew what John was going through.
他知道约翰正经历什么。
John was his cousin.
约翰是他的表兄。
And so he understood the question.
所以他明白这个问题。
And that's why he responded like he did.
所以他这样回答他们。
But he says something very interesting in verse 23.
但是23节讲的有很有趣的事。
He said this.
他这样说。
Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me.
凡不因我跌倒的就有福了。
Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me.
凡不因我跌倒的就有福了。
Because you're going to be disappointed at times.
因为很多时候你会失望。
It didn't turn out like you thought it was going to turn out.
事情不像你所想象的那样发生。
You thought you were going to go right into eternity, riding on the waves of glory, going higher and higher and higher.
你就想象你一下子一步一步的走到永上加永，进到永恒里面。
But you may find yourself in prison.
但是你可以发觉你某一天就在关到监牢里面。
Losing your head.
要撕掉你的头颅。
It didn't turn out the way you thought.
不像你所想象的这样发生。
That's why we need to learn to rest in Him.
所以我们需要学习安息在他里面。
Paul said, I have found the secret of being content in any and all situations.
保罗说他在任何事情上都知道怎样处丰富处缺乏。
He called it a secret.
他说他找到那个秘诀。
I hope during this conference you find the secret.
所以我希望每一个来到这里，你都找到那个秘诀。
To rest in Him，
在他里面安息。
Because He is King，
因为他是君王。
To live is Christ， to die is gain。To live is Christ，
为着基督而活。
But it's not so bad if I die。
即使我死也不足为惜。
It just means I'm going to go home sooner。
只是我回到天家快一点。
Paul knew that he had a better place waiting for him。
保罗知道那是更美的地方。
But as long as he was here, he would do whatever the Lord said.
在地上的时候，他就做遵行父的旨意。
So we go from call to election.
所以我们从呼召去到拣选。
You know, everyone wants to be a Joseph, but no one wants to go to prison.
很多人都想做约瑟，但没有一个人想进监牢。
I'm the same way.
我也同样。
I don't even know what to believe when I read the things about the rapture.
当我看到有关于被提的那个经文的时候，我就知道我相信是什么了。
There are some great theologians out there that can argue the point either way.
很多神学家在那里争论怎么样怎么样。
All I know is I would want to believe in the rapture because I'm anti-pain.
因为我就拣选我是相信我是被提的，因为我是末日的君王。
I'm anti-pain. I hope the trumpet sounds.
因为我在那吹起末日的号角，我是那个末世的末日的君王。
是吧 ？So what I want is, you know what? We're going to find out someday.
某一天我们会明白。
But I have enough worries in today.
我们今天有今天的忧虑。
To worry about something so far off.
不要去忧虑那么远的事情。
And someday we'll know.
某一天。之后到我们就会知道。
And so we need to understand we go from call to election.
所以我们要明白怎么样从呼召进到拣选里面。
Now it's very important that we come to understand these things.
所以很重要我们来明白这些事情。
Because it mentions later on that you may fall.
有很多时候你们会失脚。
And that's what Peter did.
那个就是彼得。
Peter fell.
彼得失脚了。
Now he didn't lose his salvation.
他没有失去救恩。
You got it? He didn't lose what he lost was his destiny.
他失去的是他的命定。
He lost his purpose.
他失去他的目标。
The term fall in the dictionary means to descend freely, to become detached, and to drop off.
失脚在字典上就是一个自由降落。 然后 掉下来失去那个高位。
And when that happened to Peter, know how I know that he fell?
你知道我怎么知道他失脚吗？
Because he went back to doing what he was doing before. He was a fisherman.
他回到做回他从前所做的就是那个渔夫。
I go to many churches around the world.
我去到世界各地很多的教会。
Probably 80% of the pastors are discouraged.
88% 以上的牧者都是很沮丧的。
Another 10% don't want a minute.
那个11%的人也任何时候都会同样发生事。
As one pastor in California told me the other day,
一个在加州的牧师有一天跟我说，
It isn't going so bad. It's only 2 times a week that I wish I could quit.
不是太差，就是每周有2次我想辞工了。
Because it's a hard road.
因为这条路实在太难走。
And Peter fell.
彼得失脚了。
Peter went back to doing what he was doing.
彼得重新回去做渔夫。
Before he was called.
就是他呼召之前，之前所做的。
There's something about being around the man of anointing.
有一些你在有恩膏的人旁边，你有一个事情。
Peter walked with Jesus.
彼得与耶稣同行。
That's a pretty heavy thing.
那个是很重的一个负担。
You can think a lot about yourself if you walk with the Messiah.
你可以与弥赛亚同行的时候，你可以想自己想很多吗
？I mean, you can look at a lot of your own problems and think they're insignificant because you're by the man of God.
你看到你自己事情，你觉得哎，这一切都不重要，因为你在这个神的旁边。
And you can get really busy in what you're doing.
你可以很忙碌的做那些事情。
So you're doing God things every day.
你好像每日每天为神做事。
You can feel the anointing around you from God.
你就感觉到神的恩膏在你四周。
You can feel pretty important.
你就觉得哦，我很重要。
See, if you want to get next to Jesus, maybe you can talk to Peter.
所以人家想要来靠近耶稣，一定要跟彼得说。
And you can fail to overcome personal things in your life.
你就没有办法战胜你自己生命的事。
And so what would happen with Peter is he finds himself in the outer courtyard.
有一天彼得就发现他在那个营殿的外面。
And what happened was the rooster crowed.
哦，那个乌鸦在那里叫。
See, oftentimes when the enemy comes to get you, he just doesn't get you with one thing.
很多时候敌人来攻击你要 得着你不是一天的事情。
It wasn't the first rooster that crowed.
不是第一声鸡叫的时候。
It wasn't the second rooster that crowed.
也不是鸡叫第二声的时候。
It was the third rooster that crowed.
是鸡叫第三次的时候。
Many of you go along in life and something happens, your car, your engine blows up.
很多时候在你的生命的旅程中你的那个车的那个引擎就坏了。
And all of a sudden, that's a minor trip.
哦、oh, ，你就觉得哎，没有什么事情。
And then you get to work, and the boss fires you. Wow.
然后去到你的工作地方，老板把你炒。
And then you get home, and your wife says, "I'm tired of you. I'm leaving."
然后回到家，你的太太说，我不要你，我太厌烦你，我要走。
It's hardly ever just one thing or two things. It's usually 3 things in a row.
经常不会祸不单行，经常是三件事以上同时。我不知道成语怎么，祸不单行。
Because Peter said, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion.
就彼得这样说，仇敌像吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的。
Looking for someone to devour.
寻找可吞吃的，吞吃的。
Devour.
对，吞吃。
We need to understand.
我们一定要明白。
It was not a moral failure that Peter had. I mean, he didn't commit adultery.
不，彼得失脚不是在他的情那个道德上失脚。
I mean, we can rationalize it.
我们可以去思考，去分析。
I mean, he's out in the outer courtyard and they're beating up Jesus.
他在那个殿外那时候等候耶稣，看耶稣被打。
And they come up and say, "Weren't you one of those with him?"
然后那个。小时里走出来，你是他们同伙的。
And it seems innocent to say no, no.
好像觉得没关系，说不是，不是。
After all, you don't want to be kicked out.
你不想被踢出去。
And then again, someone comes up and says, "Weren't you with him?"
然后再一个人来说，你不是跟他一伙的吗？
But, and he goes, no, I wasn't.
他说不是不是，我不是。
And then the third time they say, weren't you with him? I saw you with him.
第三次有人再到他面前，你不是跟他一伙的，我看到你跟他一伙。
And then scripture tells us he swore.
圣经告诉我们，他就发誓。
And all of a sudden the rooster crowed the third time.
突然间鸡鸣就第三次了。
And he heard, remembered the words of Jesus.
他听到他就记起耶稣所说的。
Before the rooster crows three times, you will deny me.
在鸡叫三声之前，你会三次不认我。
And so Peter left the garden crying.
所以彼得就离开院子，在那里痛哭。
The Hebrew term for that is that there were racking sobs that came out of the depth of him.
希伯来文就是里面有一个很痛很的酸流出来。
He wailed.
他就在那里大哭。
He was distraught.
他就是很心都碎了。对。
He was finished.
他知道他完了。
He failed.
他知道他失败了。
He was no good.
他知道他不好。
Everyone was right.
每个人都对。
He might as well just go back to what he was doing.
他算了，我不如回去重操旧业。
And the problem is also is that people in the church said, "You're right, Peter."
很多的教会的问题就是啊，彼得你做的对。
Maybe you weren't made to be an apostle.
可能你不是被造成一个做使徒的。
Maybe you ought to go back to fishing.
你可能就是要回去重操旧业。
How many of you have ever heard words like that from your friends?
你们当中有没有听到你身边人家跟你这样说？
Maybe you're just not cut out to do this big God thing.
你不是被神来预备做这样大的事情的。
Sure, you're called to be an apostle.
哦，你被呼召成使徒。
Big ideas.
啊，这个好像很大哦。
But look at yourself.
看看你。
And so Peter went back to fishing.
所以彼得回去。
That's why I believe he wrote this book.
所以我很相信他写了这本书。
I believe this was Peter's life message.
我知道这是彼得他生平的信息。
Because he loved us so much, he did not want us to go through what he went through.
因为他这样爱我们，所以他不想我们重蹈辙。
My Chinese is bad.
My English is bad.
跟他走同样的路。
One of the things we need to know is everyone sees us. Excuse me, let me start over. Few people see us when we're in the church, but everyone sees us when we're outside of the church.
当我们在教会里，很少人会留意我们；当我们在世界上，很多人会留意我们。
Because we look good in the church.
因为在教会里面，我们都表现得很好。
But outside in the world, they see us for who we are.
在世界上他们就真实看到我们的真实面目。
So Peter put together these eight steps.
所以彼得就列出八个步骤。
First one is faith.
第一个就是信心。
It's found in the 2 Peter 1st chapter, the 5th verse.
这是在彼得后书一章五节。
There's something about faith.
那个信心。
Oh, thank you. Because see, when you're walking in the world, when you were born, you haveA nature that is of Satan.
在你在世上出生的时候，你里面有一个本性是属于撒旦的。
See, before I was saved, I was going in a direction of destruction.
所以当你去到那个差分那个走差的时候
，If you're looking at me for help, you're looking the wrong direction. But all of a sudden, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior.
你经常在那个偏离正路，然后你某一刻你接受耶稣做你的。
And then I found myself standing and facing in a different direction.
然后突然间我们发现我们的路是面向另一个方向。
See, something supernatural happened.
有一个超自然的事情发生。
See, over here I was ruled by the nature of the prince of the air, the god of this world.
在这个地方的时候，我是被天上那个属灵。
But when I
accept掌管的黑暗权势掌管的。
When I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, something came over me, which was the very nature of Christ.
当我接受主耶稣做我救主的那一刻，我有一些事情就进到我里面，我就在我走走的正路。
And I found myself standing differently.
我发觉我就站的另一个路上面。
And all of a sudden, goodness came.
突然间恩惠就来临到我。
Now that I stand differently, all of a sudden something came over me that I actually feel differently.
有我觉得不单只觉得不一样，有些事情从我里面都改变。
It's like a veil was lifted from my eyes.
就像一个帕子从我面前打开。
I begin to see things differently.
我开始看事物不同。
It's like the whole world is different to me.
好像整个世界都改变了。
I see differently.
我看法不一样了。
And after this comes knowledge.
然后之后要加上知识。
Now that I have stood differently, now that I see differently, now I'm beginning to understand things in a different way.
我站在不同的位置上，我看到不同的事情，然后我也明白不一样的事情。
It's because of a new nature that's come into me.
因为那个新的性情来到我里面。
I don't look at things the same way as I looked when I was facing this way.
我跟以前在这样方向的那个做法完全不一样了。
You see,over here, I reasoned a different way, all for self.
在这个方向上，我就用另一种方法去分析，去理论。
But now, standing over here, I reasoned differently for the king.
在这个时候，我就会理论，我就会思想是为主的。
Sad to say, this is almost as far as the church ever goes.
这个是教会所到的这个地步。
Very seldom do we ever go any further than this.
很少再去往前再走一步。
Yeah, we stand differently and we see differently and we reason differently.
好，我们现在站的不一样了，立场不一样了，看法不一样了，思想不一样了。
But it's a lot of work to change.
啊，还有更多的要改变。
You see, we have a lot of habits we had back here.
我们在过去有很多坏的习惯。
I was saved when I was 31 years old.
我可以说我31岁的时候
you know, I got a lot of bad habits.
我有很多坏习惯
the way I react to things.
很多我怎么样去面对事情
how I reason.
我怎么样去思想
and even though I'm over here and God has shown me a whole bunch of different things,
即使在这里神启示我显示很多的事情给我
it's easier to fall back in my old pattern.
仍然我很容易就回到我原来的样式
and so what it says in scripture,
所以在圣经说
In 1 Corinthians 3, 2-3
在哥林多前书三章二到三节
Paul says, Brothers, I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly.
弟兄们我跟你们说你们还没有属灵还是属世界的
Mere infants in Christ.
在基督里仍然是小孩
For I gave you milk and not solid food.
以致我只能给你奶不能给你灵粮
For you are not yet ready, for it, indeed you are still not ready.
因为你还没有预备好吃灵粮，你现在还没有预备好。
For you're still worldly.
因为你仍然属世界。
In the fifth chapter of Hebrews.
在希伯来书第五章。
Paul says we have much to say about this.
保罗说还有很多的事情要说。
But it's hard to explain because you are slow to learn.
因为你还没有熟练通透，我很难去解释。
In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers,
在这个时候你应该成为教师。
You need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God all over again.
但是人还把那个神的基本的真理重新教，小学的真理重新教导你们。
You need milk, not solid food.
你需要的你仍然吃奶不吃灵粮
Anyone who lives on milk being still an infant is not acquainted with the teachings about righteousness.
那些喝灵奶的喝只会喝奶的没办法去教导公义的事情
But solid food is for the mature who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil.
只有那些吃灵粮的身量就会成熟他们才可以习练通透分辨好歹
And so that's why we come to the fourth thing.
所以我们来到第四个事情。
Because we've learned to stand differently.
因为我们立场不一样了。
We've learned to see differently.
我们看法不一样了。
We've learned to reason differently.
我们思想不一样了。
But then comes a word we don't like.
来到有一个字我们字眼我们不喜欢的。
It's called self-control.
就是自制。
Yeah, you can't even say it.That's a hard one.
节制容易一点。节制。
That is you have to make a decision to change.
你要做一个决定去改变。
See, now that you now that you stand differently and see differently and reason differently,
你现在立场不一样，看法不一样，思想不一样。
You realize there are things in your life that need to change.
你明白你生命中有些事情也要改变。
But to make those changes come about needs to be self-control.
但是要改变这个事情，你一定要有节制。
Now I'm just like you. I like to lay on the floor and let God just take it away.
我也像你们这样，我很喜欢躺在这里，神就把我了。
And sometimes He does.
有时候他会这样做。
But a lot of times, I understand the direction I need to go, and I need to have self-control to get there.
但是我明白我要去到神要我去的地方，我一定要有节制。
Now, self-control is kind of interesting.
节制是很有趣的。
It's like going on a diet.
好像你节食一样。
Or like fasting.
或者禁食一样。
How many of you have half-heartedly wanted to fast?
你很难进食的举手。
I have.
我是那样。
But it's never lasted.
从来不会。
I try to fast, but my heart isn't in it.
我很想进食，但是我心不在那里。
You know what? I go buy a cookie and it talks to me.
我从那个卖那个 cookie 的地方经过那个你饼干就对我说话。
I don't want the cookie.
我很想要那个饼。
I mean, I have self-control.
我有很有节制。
But sometimes I slip.
但是我也会滑跌滑脚。
I eat the cookie.
我很想要那个 cookie.
And then I eat another.
然后我再吃一个。
Now you can just give up altogether.
你可以把所有都放弃。
Or you can just realize I'm going on to glory to glory.
或者你意识到你自己要明白你要去荣上加荣。
Because self-control leads to perseverance.
因为节制就生忍耐。
Perseverance is where you become different.
忍耐就是你已经变成不一样了。
You got to walk out your self-control with perseverance.
然后你一定要自己有那个忍耐去行。
Those are two words that the church does not like to hear.
教会不喜欢这两个字。
Because it's personal responsibility.
因为这是个人的责任。
It would be easier if we could just blame everything on the pastor.
我们很容易把所有的事情都推到牧师身上。
And if we could blame it on everyone else that's chased us in a cave.
如果我们就可以把所有的事情都埋怨在别人身上。
But we have a responsibility for our own attitude.
但是我们对我们的自己的思想态度要有责任。
I will tell you this right now, that unfair things will come to you.
我可以现在告诉你，不公平的事一定会临到你。
You're going toward your destiny is how you react to those unfair things.
你要去到你的命定里面，你一定要明白怎么样去面对不义的事情。
We need to embrace positive attitudes.
我们需要拥抱那个正面正确的思想。
Sure, what they said was not true.
他们所说的不尽其实。
It hurt us deeply.
很伤我们里面。
But we are not going to react to it.
但是我们不要去对它有反应。
There are areas in our life that need to change.
在我们生命某个层面需要改变。
We are going to be alert and recognize with knowledge what those areas are.
我们要警醒，要有知识去知道哪一个生命的层面要改变。
And by self-control and perseverance, we're going to walk through to maturity.
有了节制加忍耐，我们就会生命成熟。
And James says, perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
雅各书一章四节说，忍耐就一定会完成，然后我们就会生命就会成熟，不缺任何事情。
Because that's when you come to godliness.
这个就是成为敬虔的人。
That's when we start to bear His image.
所以我们就有他的形象开始。
That's when we have a breakthrough.
开始我们就有突破。
You know what? When you feel bad and you're down.
当你觉得很沮丧的时候。
And when you're depressed.
当你觉得很低落的时候。
We like to eat.
我们就喜欢吃。
And what happens when we eat?
我们吃了以后会发生什么事呢?
We look in the mirror.
我们对着镜子照一下。
We don't look too good.
我们实在不好看。
And we get more depressed.
然后我们就更加低落。
It just goes downhill from there.
然后就一步一步往下走。
But see, when you understand that you have a problem in your life,
当你明白你生命中有这个问题的时候,
that you don't react properly when people come and talk to you,
人来到你面前讲话的时候, 你不要做一些不正确的反应,
and you're able to overcome,
你要去胜过他。
You look in the mirror and you look pretty good.
你对着镜子说，我还是很好看。
You know, people, what they used to say to you that caused you to react a certain way does not affect you anymore.
很多人对你所讲的闲言闲语，你不要有任何的反应。
It's like spiritual exercising.
这个就是属灵的那个锻炼。
And you're saying, this is not bad.
你说不错。
Because you know what? I have other areas in my life I need to work at.
是的，我生命中还有一些层面我需要去努力的。
And all of a sudden we have godliness in our lives.
突然间我们里面就有神的敬虔在里面。
We're starting into the great commandments.
我们开始了那个最大的诫命。
Because when we start to break through, we love the Lord our God with all our heart and soul and mind.
当我们有突破的时候，我们就学到怎么样去尽心尽意、尽力爱我们主。
And when we do that, we start to have the seventh step, brotherly kindness.
当我们去到这个地步的时候，我们就有第七个步骤就是爱弟兄的心。
Because when we see things happening inside of us that are different and changing,
当我们看到我们的里面的改变不一样的时候，
it changes the way we see other people.
改变我们对人的看法。
We have a lot more grace for them.
我们有对人更有恩典。
It changes the way we speak to them.
改变我们对人的讲话。
Brotherly kindness comes to us.
就有那个爱弟兄的心，怜悯。
We love others differently because we actually like the person we're becoming.
因为我们爱，实际上爱我们这个新造的人，以致我们能够爱别人。
And we have a lot more grace in our lives.
然后我们生命里面对人更有恩典。
And we come to the final step.
然后去到最后一个步骤。
We love.
我们可以爱。
We can actually go out and make disciples.
我们就可以出去使万民做我们的门徒。
Not the disciples of who we were.
不是做我们自己像这样的门徒。
Disciples of who we become in Christ and who we are going to be.
那些门徒要成为基督的样式，是我们众人都要成为的样式。
Not disciples of despair.
不是那个失望的门徒，
but disciples of hope.
而是满有盼望的门徒。
See, we've learned to stand differently.
所以我们需要那个力学习站在不同的角度。
Then we began to see differently.
然后我们看法就不一样。
Then we understood things differently.
然后我们的灵思想就不一样。
And because of how we understood, we begin to react to things differently.
然后当我们明白以后，我们就有不同的反应。
And because we persevered, we become different.
然后因为我们有忍耐，我们里面就不一样。
Then all of a sudden our character becomes more like God.
然后我们的性情就更像基督。
And we become the love people.
然后我们就可以爱众人，爱弟兄。
And then we go out and give away God's love.
然后我们就出去把神的爱散发出去。
And forgetting what is behind, we press on to the prize set before us.
然后我们要向那个标杆直跑，向着神给我们的赏赐。
Because we're going from glory to glory.
因为我们要走那条荣上加荣的旅程。
And going from glory to glory, you're going to go up and up and up and down.
这一条旅程会往上升，上升也会下降。
And it may not be like you thought it was going to be.
不会像你所想象的那样发生。
You could be many of you could be like John the Baptist.
你可以会像约翰使徒，施洗约翰。
You think that success is longevity in ministry.
你觉得你的那个事工会有一个危险那个。
But one of the problems is that when you ask Jesus to let him rule you and reign in your life, difficult things may come your way.
当你请求耶稣做你生命的主来掌管一切的时候，很多艰难的事情会发生的。
I was in a conference a few years ago when Mike Fickle said, how many of you would like to be apostolic?
几年前我参加一个聚会，那个牧师说，你哪个人想成为使徒？
And everyone shot their hand up in the air.
每一个人都向空中举起手。
And Mike said, just keep those hands up.
然后 Mike 说把那手继续举起来。
And then he started to tell us about the apostles.
他开始跟我说，跟我们说使徒。
And how they all died.
每一个使徒怎么死的？
It didn't take long before the hands were starting to come down.
然后那个手就慢慢垂下来。
The title sounds good, but the job description isn't so hot.
那个职位听起来很好，但是那个工作就不怎么好。
Each one of you needs to realize you're not here by accident.
每一个人里面知道你来这里不是偶然的。
You're going to find each other in strange places in the years to come.
在往后的几年，你可能互相在不同很多陌生的地方互相会相遇。
When I was in Mozambique with Randy Clark with Heidi Baker.
当我在莫桑比与莫桑比克与那个 Heidi Baker 和 Randy Clark.
In Mozambique with Heidi Baker.
Heidi Baker.
Okay. I was there with 11 of their disciples, 11 of their leaders.
我们有11个领袖在那里。
And these people were from all over the world helping Heidi.
这些人都是从世界各地来帮助 Heidi 的。
From Canada to America to England to Australia.
加拿大、美国、澳洲和英国。
And we sat around the table with them when we said, how did you ever get here in Mozambique?
我们坐在一起圆桌上，我们就说你怎么来的莫桑比克？
And each one said this one thing.
每一个人说一件事情。
I was in a meeting once.
我在一个聚会。
When God came and touched me powerfully.
神很大力的、大能的这样触摸我。
And it changed my life.
改变了我的生命。
Everything else became strangely dim.
很多其他事情就变得与我无关了。
And I gave my heart afresh and anew to God.
然后我把我的心心都完全交给神。
Let's have the piano player come forward.
请我们弹琴的人上来。
Just put your Bibles down, just fold them up.
把你圣经放下。
Just open your hearts right now.
现在敞开你的心。
I want you to be at rest.
我想你在安息里面。
I want you to have a lifestyle of rest.
我想你有那个安息的生命样式。
I want you to understand that how much God loves you.
我想你明白神多么的爱你。
And that He has a call on your life.
他对你的生命有个呼召。
Many of you will have elections opening up before you in the next months ahead.
在可能不到一个月之内，神就为你有一个拣选。
Some of you have received promises from God through dreams and visions.
很多人会从神那里得到应许，你可以有意象，可以有那个异梦。
And you wonder when those things will ever come to pass.
然后你说什么时候这些事情会成就呢？
I believe David understood one important thing.
我相信大卫很明白一件事情。
No matter if he was tending sheep, no matter if he was playing the harp for the king,
不管他在牧养羊群还是为王弹琴。
And no matter if he was chased into a cave,
不还是他被追赶追逐到一个亚述南洞里面。
He knew his destiny was to be king.
他知道他的命定就是要成为君王。
You see, you can be a janitor.
所以你可以现在做一个做清洁工。
You could sweep the floor.
你可能在扫地。
But you could sweep the floor like you're a king.
你可以以一个王的身份来扫地。
In this room are apostles and prophets.
在我们中间有使徒和先知。
Pastors, teachers, and evangelists.
也有牧师、教师和传福音的。
And you're going to go back to your jobs, your calling.
当你回到你的呼召里面。
But you need to realize who you are.
你一定要明白你是谁。
You can be an apostle and sweep the floor.
你可能是个使徒，但你在扫地。
Because you're in process.
因为你在那个过程里面。
Father, I ask that your presence would come right now.
父神，我请求你的同在现在来到我们中间。
Just let the presence of God wash over you.
让神的同在环绕你。